this is fantastic news. I suppose we were all a little bit down after the Lufthansa Technik operation closing down, but sure, every cloud has a silver lining, and this was fantastic news. The creation of 200 specialised jobs in any area has to be welcomed, and I think Ryanair have been very good to Shannon Airport in recent times, and since the cessation of the pandemic, if you say that, you know, they have increased their capacity in Shannon. They have more routes out of Shannon, and you, right now they are an anchor tenant in Shannon.
And I guess it's the ripple effect as well, PJ, that it's not just great news for Shannon Airport, but for Clare and the wider Midwest region.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, what people may not understand, the creation of these 200 jobs like that will spread far and wide through the Midwest region. You know, all these people who are employed in this area, they will go back to the local area and they will spend the money that they have earned at these jobs in Shannon and support local areas. I always believe, like, that the only way of supporting rural areas is, you know, the creation of jobs, even if it has to be in a centralized area. It makes a huge difference to the Midwest area right now.
And I guess own Shannon Chamber is very much welcoming this development.
Yeah, good morning, Alan. Yeah, very much welcoming. Firstly, I'd like to congratulate Mary Constantine and her team and Ray Driscoll, who sits on our board of Shannon Chamber. It's a great win for Shannon. Ryanair, an Indigenous Irish airline, an airline that everyone's really proud of. That they're setting up their heavy maintenance facility in Shannon. It's a real boost for the area. It's a real boost for our members, for the business community. There's going to be a big spin-off in engineering, in logistics and transport. So more than welcome, yes.
When Neil McMahon was chatting there with Fiona, you know, he said the reason they picked Shannon was that it was a good site. There was an excellent supply of qualified and skilled labour. And I guess as Shannon Airport, and we would have spoken to them not too long ago about how they're recovering, you know, post-pandemic, for want of a better phrase, as the Shannon Group had released its annual report. And we were talking about IATA and their, you know, prediction that the aviation industry would recover by next year, or there would be significant recovery next year. And did that put more pressure on Shannon? I guess it's great to hear someone like Neil from an airline like Ryanair talking about what there is to recommend about Shannon, and that there are plenty of positives here that could hopefully attract other airlines and other businesses.
Yeah. Look, I think there was a strategic move possibly maybe 8 or 10 years ago to develop the MRO facilities around Shannon. Currently, I think there's 80 companies in the free zone that are dealing with maintenance of aircraft, whether it's engine finance, engine maintenance, parts, you know, logistics. So that decision was made maybe 10 years ago that Shannon would be an ideal facility. And look, Ryanair have taken, you know, a 10 million investment, and they've backed that decision, which is great. And look, also, we've also had the challenges over the last number of years of Brexit. And, you know, Ireland is now, and Shannon is a great location for many businesses to operate that are operating across Europe, because we have free access into Europe. We don't have the delays that and the customs procedures that Brexit are causing. And, you know, if you have an aircraft on the ground and you need to get an engine to an MRO facility from anywhere in Europe, you know, if you do that through the UK currently, it's a lot of hassle. There is customs procedures. So Ireland in general, and the Shannon region particularly, is really well situated for more companies to think about setting up their facilities, to deal, European facilities here in Shannon.
Yeah, and PJ, would you be hopeful, you know, Owen has listed some other things to recommend about Shannon, that we will see Ryanair's decision to set up this maintenance facility at the airport hopefully encourage other airports who had maybe been thinking of significantly investing into Shannon but hadn't fully committed to it yet, maybe they'll look at the Ryanair doing it and may encourage them to follow suit?
Yes, I think, you know, airlines have a habit of following one another, and I think this investment in Ryanair is going to create, you know, a bit of interest from other airlines. I think in the long term you will see other airlines coming into Shannon. They realise now that Shannon, you know, is an easy access airport, and the skill level in the Shannon area is second to none. Like, we have 2 third level facilities in the area, like, so any airline would be aware, like, that the quality of people who work in the airline business is absolutely fantastic in the Shannon area.
Can I just ask you about that IATA prediction, PJ? You know, they were forecasting full recovery in the aviation sector in 2023. you know, we had Helen Downes on at the time asking, you know, was that putting pressure on Shannon? And she felt, no, that it was actually positive news that, you know, they would be part of that recovery. And we saw their annual report showed encouraging signs, turnover increasing by 18% last year, 25 million plus post-tax profits, passenger numbers had increased by 8%, still significantly lower than pre-pandemic levels, but they were expecting to see a further jump in numbers this year for a number of reasons. Would you be hopeful that this will contribute to all that, or perhaps even accelerate the process of recovery?
Well, I think Shannon is the ideal airport, and the ideal opportunity is there. You know, most people want to travel now without no hassle. Like, they just want to park their car as easy as they can, get into the terminal building as easy as they can, and get through customs and get through clearance there. As you know, Shannon have opened up new facilities there now. You don't have to take your fluids out of your bag anymore. You can go through the new security system in Shannon there. You have pre-clearance of the states there. Like, that's going to make a huge difference, Shannon, and I think, you know, in the time to come, Shannon will be a shining light in travel into Ireland.
Owen, just to go back to yourself, just wondering, you know, about what this being a vote of confidence in the future of the airport. Mary Considine described it as a vote of confidence, and Neil McMahon in the piece earlier on was saying this is not a short-term investment, that, you know, they hope to be here for many years and potentially even expand. How hopeful would you be that that will be the case?
Yes, look, I'd be very, very hopeful of that. Just look, if we go back in history, I suppose Shannon Airspace opened in 1991, initially, you know, with GPA as the main backers, and they relied an awful lot that time on other airlines sending them aircraft for maintenance. But the unique part of this is Shannon, or in Shannon today, is that Ryanair has a fleet of up to 600 aircraft. So they're not going to rely on any other carriers to maintain that facility. It's going to be Ryanair aircraft only. Ryanair are going to set up their own training program for apprentices. So look, I would be very confident that they're there for the long haul.
Yeah, would you see that as a vote of confidence in the airport, PJ, and that they are going to be there for the long haul? I mean, you know, they've increased the number of routes and services already that they're providing from out of Shannon.
Well, I was very impressed with what Neil McMahon had to say yesterday. You know, he talked about a 15-year period and further on than that. Like, I think that's a fantastic vote of confidence, both in Shannon Airport and the management of Shannon Airport. You know, we have to start talking positive about Shannon Airport from now on, and I think there is good reason for that. Like, there's plenty to show that Shannon is in an upward trend, and I think, you know, when we'll probably be talking about Shannon Airport in 2 years' time, there'll be a massive difference, and it'll be making a massive impact in the Midwest area.
Owen, what does this mean for businesses in Clare, you know, particularly the creation of 200 jobs? Just thinking about, even for, say, for example, in terms of transporting some of those people out there to the airport who perhaps don't have private transport, maybe, you know, buses, taxi services will benefit, just off the top of my head, as a consequence of the creation of these jobs. But where else can you see businesses, I guess, benefiting from this development?
Yeah, well, look, if you look at any maintenance facility, and not a maintenance facility for 500, 600 aircraft, there's going to be a lot of engineering companies that are going to feed into that. It's not just going to be Ryanair staff. You know, there's going to be ancillary jobs out of that. We have a good support system in Shannon of manufacturing, advanced manufacturing companies that are making parts every day for the aviation sector. Will it be parts for sea, parts for engines, parts for wings? So all those little industries are going to feed off this, and it's going to be excellent for our members. Just when you mentioned transport links, one of the Chamber's goals this year is that we improve the transport links into Shannon. We are currently speaking with Bus Éireann. We're speaking with Irish Rail. There needs to be direct bus services. Shannon needs to have a direct service to Dublin. It needs to have a direct service to Galway, direct service to Limerick, and a direct service to Cork. Now, we know these cities are currently serviced by Shannon, but, you know, the service is very slow. There's a lot of stops on the way. So we need direct transport links into Shannon. It needs to be treated the same as any other large city where there's an international airport. And that's something that the Shannon Chamber are very much involved in lobbying for this year.
Yeah, and in those conversations and in that lobbying, Owen, do you feel that being able to say, well, look, now there's going to be potentially 200 extra people who will be working there, you know, that's increased the need for better public transport, or better transport, that would help accelerate the process of doing so?
Yes, most definitely. Yes, hopefully the announcement of this today, and secondly, when you have apprentices coming in, or young students coming in, you know, not necessarily all of them initially have cars, and they all don't drive, so they rely heavily on public transport. So yes, the announcement of the investment Ryanair yesterday will definitely add a string to our bow in that lobby.
Yeah, now PJ, what do you make of that? Do you feel that there needs to be better or more, you know, direct transport links to Shannon Airport, and you know, having a significant added number of people working there is only going to, I suppose, heighten the need for that to happen.
Well, I suppose I'm around long enough to remember when you had a stream of buses from Limerick and from Galway and West Clare arriving in Shannon every day, you know, with a complement of workers for the industry there. I think, you know, we need to get that back to that again now. At the moment, you know, transport is very important. As Owen has said there, you have buses from Galway, you know, and from Innes and from Limerick, you know, going taking passengers out of this area every day. We need to bring those buses back, to bring passengers back into Shannon, and to facilitate the workers as well. Quite a lot of young people now, you know, they don't drive, they depend on public transport, and I think it's very, very important that we get our infrastructure and our transport system right. We have spoken for a long, long time about a rail link to Shannon. I think, you know, that needs to be moved on in the very near future. We need connectivity, and Shannon has many firsts, and I would be absolutely delighted if Shannon was the first airport in this country to have a rail link. I think that would be a massive boost for the airport.
Yeah, oh, and we have talked about that before, you know, the plans for a light rail link. That would be huge if it happened.
Yeah, look, it's in the current. We had a review this week with the Chamber had a review this week with the National Transportation Authority on the Limerick-Shannon Metropolitan Strategy, and that rail route is on that. Now, unfortunately, the NTA are putting it out on the long finger, but the Shannon Chamber had an event in Dromoland yesterday, and our table was represented by somebody from Éireann Road Éireann, and they're confident that they can push it forward. And exactly what PJ said, Éireann Road Éireann have said that Shannon could be the first airport in Ireland with a rail link, and that would be magnificent.